Welcome to EnviroPod, a chance to catch up with all the good things your Department of Public Works and Environmental Services does to maintain and improve the environment in Fairfax County. I'm your host, Bob DeMarco, and on this edition of the podcast, I'm speaking with Lynn Vu from the Stormwater Planning Division, and today we're talking about the impact of paint discharge on stormwater systems. Lynn, welcome to EnviroPod.
Thank you for having me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. First up, explain what you actually mean by paint discharge and why should residents care?
So paints and solvents and paint thinners contain chemicals that can be harmful to wildlife and human health. And if it enters into the stormwater system, it goes directly into our streams and rivers and can have impacts to our aquatic organisms and fish.
How does it get there?
So Fairfax County has a MS4, that's Municipal Separate Storm Sewer System. Okay. That's our stormwater drainage system that collects runoff from rain and snowmelt and moves it from land to surface waters, including our rivers and streams.
Okay.
And so when it goes into the stormwater drainage system, it isn't treated by a wastewater treatment system.
Okay.
And so we have to be very careful about any waste materials or chemicals that enter into the system. We don't want that there because it will just go directly into our waterways without being treated.
Okay, so that's a really important point. You're talking about MS4, which is an acronym for the stormwater management, so the excess water from snowmelt and from storms. It's a very important distinction from wastewater, which is treated. And in my mind, until you just mentioned this, it was all the same. It's going down the drain or it's going down, you know, the drain on the street, and it's all going to the same place, but it's not.
Yes, that's correct. It is separated, so anything that is going in through our stormwater drainage system isn't going to a wastewater treatment plant.
Okay, so how does the paint get there? Is it people being careless?
So I think it's just that people might be unaware that the stormwater drainage system goes to our streams and our waterways without being treated. And sometimes paint could get there if it's accidentally released into the environment or disposed improperly.
Okay, so what would you say to someone if they weren't trying to be unscrupulous, but said, I just painted one little room here, it's not much paint. What damage is my little amount of paint going to do to the Chesapeake Bay? I'm just going to pour this down the drain and just be done with it, out of sight, out of mind. What would you say to that person?
Paint does have the potential to travel a long way in the stormwater drainage system and get into our streams and waterways. So it's very important to properly dispose of that paint. So some of the tips that we have is with paint, if you have equipment, painting equipment, not to wash any of the equipment outside.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, if you're using a latex or water-based paint, that could be washed inside to a drain that leads to sanitary sewer system. And will be treated by wastewater instead.
Okay.
Yes. So, And then an important thing to keep in mind is how you're properly disposing of unused paint. So if it's latex or water-based, then it could be left out to dry in the paint can, or you can pour it out on newspaper to let dry and then disposed of in regular trash. But if you are using a paint that's oil-based or any paint solvents or thinners that contain chemicals, then it's very important to properly dispose of that at a permitted facility that accepts hazardous waste material. And actually, in Fairfax County, residents can dispose of hazardous material for free by bringing it to one of the permitted facilities that the county has. That's the I-66 transfer station, and then also the I-95 landfill complex. And that you can just drive up and during the appropriate hours and just drop it off there. And if you're a resident, then it's accepted for as free disposal.
That is an amazing service. I talk a lot on this show, it seems, about the I-66 transfer station. I love it. I try to take my daughters there as frequently as I can. I take trips to the dump. There's especially spring cleaning. There's old stuff, and I just don't. So I'm very used to going there, and I've taken the paint there. I've also taken used oil. There are all sorts of different ways to dispose of hazardous waste at those places. So it is an experience, and take your kids to the I-66 transfer station or the I-95 landfill so they can see what happens when they throw stuff away. I know as a parent, I lecture my kids all the time about throwing stuff away. And when they see how much gets thrown away and where it goes, it leaves an impact. But the fact that you don't pour this stuff down the drain, you don't pour this stuff in the gutter on the street is, you know, the important takeaway here. So, but you mentioned that it's very harmful to organisms and the environment. What actually does paint do when it's in the water?
So paint and other chemicals that are in solvents and thinners, they can change the water chemistry of a stream or a river, and that's going to make a impact to the organisms that live in there. So fish, plants, frogs, any living organism, if the water chemistry changes, then it will make an impact.
So explain what the illicit discharge and improper disposal program is.
Yep. So the county has a MS4 permit that requires that an illicit discharge improper disposal program is implemented, and that prohibits any non-stormwater discharges to the stormwater system. And so with that program, it prohibits things like paint and other non-stormwater discharges to the stormwater system.
But is it something that businesses have to apply to be a part of, or how does that work?
Businesses don't necessarily need to apply, but everyone in the county has to
comply.
Okay. Yes.
All right. I got it. Okay. Well, describe how residents should dispose of latex paint. You mentioned pouring it out on. Well, we all know latex dries really quickly.
Yes.
And we know that, you know, as you mentioned, you can pour it. We did a PSA here, and it was fun to do. But anyway, you can pour it on newspaper. You can take shredded paper, put it in there, and dry it. But what about oil-based paint? That seems a lot harder.
Yes. So oil-based paint would be considered hazardous waste material, and so that would need to be brought to a permitted facility to be disposed
of. Okay, that's what you were talking about before, as well as the solvents needed to break those down.
Yes, that's right, because it contains chemicals.
Okay, so we know that if we're painting inside, we can easily, with latex, if we're painting inside, we can easily go clean our brush at our sink with soap and water, and it will go down the drain and get treated at the wastewater plant. But are there precautions for painting outside? What should we do then?
Yes. So if you're painting outside, then it will be very important to prevent any of the paint from entering into the stormwater drainage system. So to do so, if you're painting outside, you can place a tarp down to catch any spills. If there is a spill that isn't captured by a tarp, then it's important to clean that up immediately using rags, and then dispose of those rags appropriately as well. If I know a lot of the times when painting, sometimes people need to take off the old paint. So our recommendation is to lay down tarps to capture any of those paint chips or dust as well, and then dispose of that appropriately as well.
And that old paint might have lead in it too, which is even worse, I would imagine.
Right, right. So yes, that would be important to dispose of in a hazardous waste, a facility that accepts that.
So if I were to take, say, my paint water, you know, that I as I'm painting, I'm cleaning off my brush, keeping it from drying out. I take that water and I just dump it in the grass. Kind of seems harmless, is it?
So with something like a grassy surface, it could potentially soak into the ground, and you might not want that for your grass because it might cause your grass not to grow. And if there's any type of rainstorm or some other, like if you're watering the grass, then if that paint doesn't soak into the ground and it stays on the surface, then there's potential that it could get into the stormwater drain. So proper precautions would need to be taken for that as well.
It almost seems like all roads or all drops of water end up in the Chesapeake Bay at some point. So you do have to be mindful of everything you're doing, right?
Right, right.
So can residents do anything regarding their contractors' paint disposal habits? If I hire someone to come work on my house, can I make any impact on that?
Yes. So with contractors, it will be very important to ensure that they're taking proper measures to properly dispose of any paint or clean their painting equipment properly as well. And so homeowners should ensure that they are hiring licensed contractors that are aware of proper measures to take with painting. Oftentimes, we get calls and reports about paint in stormwater trenches or in the stream, and when we track it, it's not necessarily a homeowner, but a contractor that might not be aware of proper procedures. So if you're hiring a contractor, then it will be important to have that conversation and ensure that they know what to do with any leftover paint or painting equipment, possibly even offer them a sink if they're using latex or water-based paint so that they have somewhere that they can clean their equipment. And just monitor and ensure that, like, proper precautions are being taken.
Okay. Oh, what should a resident of Fairfax County do if they observe someone else improperly disposing of paint?
So if a resident does see any paint in a stormwater drain, like a curb inlet or in a trench or in the stream, then our team, the Stormwater Pollution Inspections team, have inspectors to go out and investigate that. So residents can call to our stormwater team by calling the number 703-324-8500 or emailing stormwaterpollution@fairfaxcounty.gov. We also have an online form that could be filled out and submitted, and that could be found by searching stormwater polluted inspections with Department of Public Works and Environmental Services.
Okay, so if I were to take that action, I wouldn't necessarily be getting those people in trouble. What I would be doing is asking DBWES to send some scientists out to actually make sure what I saw was what I saw.
Yes, that's correct. So an inspector will go out and investigate the report, see the paint, and then hopefully track it down, do some water quality test if needed. And then if we find a source, then we'll eliminate that source and also provide compliance assistance and outreach to anyone that is responsible for that disposal.
Okay, yes. That's important. I wanted to bring that up just because people might feel sensitive about calling on their neighbor, so to speak. But, you know, they're not sending armed agents out to the house. And you just want to make sure that you can take care of whatever the damage is done as quickly as possible.
Yes, that's correct. And oftentimes we're providing outreach information about that. If someone doesn't understand or know about what paint could do to the stormwater system, then we're informing them of that. And our goal is just to stop the pollution, the stormwater pollution. And so we will go out and try to identify that, stop the source, and provide compliance assistance.
And I think with the constant or the consistent rate of construction and building, this is an issue that really needs, you know, focus. And so I'm glad we had a chance to talk about it. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about paint discharge in the stormwater systems before we say goodbye?
Just that everyone could have an impact, and whether it's you're taking the proper precautions and measures to ensure that there's no paint disposal, everyone could do their part to prevent stormwater pollution. So,
well, Lynn, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to EnviroPod. If you want to get more information on the Fairfax County Department of Public Works and Environmental Services and all that it does, go to fairfaxcounty.gov/publicworks or call 703-324-5033, weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Thanks again for joining us on EnviroPod, which is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.